This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music. The Trump administration is revoking visas from international students across the country, including three at UC Santa Cruz. Two Southern California students are pushing back. From our California newsroom partner, KQED, Tyke Hendricks reports.
Advocates say at least 50 California students are affected so far, including at UC Berkeley, UC Davis, and Stanford.
We believe that these terminations are unlawful.
That's Khalid Al-Rabe, a Bay Area attorney with the National Lawyers Guild. He's representing two Southern California students suing the federal government.
The fact that the students have maintained lawful status, have been in compliance with all the requirements of their student status, and yet still being punished for that is very concerning.
A State Department spokesman says the agency, quote, revokes visas every day in order to secure America's borders and keep our communities safe.
That was Tyke Hendricks reporting, and this is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.
I'm Amy Mayer. Nearly 3 months after fire ripped through a battery energy storage plant in Moss Landing, some businesses in the area say they're still feeling the impact. KAZU's Scott Cohn reports.
April is supposed to be the start of busy season in Moss Landing, and in this tourist and fishing community of about 200 people and an undetermined number of sea lions, some things are starting to come to life, but not so much at the Haute Enchilada, a sprawling restaurant, art gallery, and event space in the middle of town in business for 25 years.
I just don't know what we're going to do.
Owner Kim Solano says they tried to reopen 2 weeks after the battery plant fire in January.
We had a really packed house. We were reservations only, and we had lots of friends and loyal customers who have become friends. And it was a great day.
But she says business became erratic and tapered off. Then, on February 18th, the battery fire flared up again, triggering a new alert from the county for residents and businesses to close their windows and doors. And then, all bets were off.
The day of the flare-up was our last day to be open to the public. It was just too hard to maintain a full restaurant of employees and food prep when there's so much uncertainty about opening and closing due to emergencies.
In addition to the restaurant, Solano has five Airbnbs in Moss Landing, which she says she hasn't been able to rent out since the fire. Her staff of 12 people is down to two. She recently started reopening the bar and the art gallery a few days a week, and she's booking private parties. But that, she says, is not enough to sustain her business.
It's crazy to have the rug pulled out from under you at this point in my life and my husband's life. You know, we're really concerned.
Solano and her husband are among several business owners who have filed lawsuits against the owner of the plant, Vistra Energy.
I know they're not going away, but I think that we need safety standards in place, and I would love compensation, and my whole community would love compensation for what they've lost.
In a statement, Vistra says it's been working with business owners since days after the fire, that it's paid out about $140,000 in claims, or around half of those it's received, and it's committed to processing the rest efficiently using a third-party administrator. Solano says she opted out of the claims process.
I didn't really think they had my best interest at heart.
Meanwhile, some other businesses are still getting by.
Whenever you're ready, I can go ahead and take that card number.
At Elkhorn Slough Safari, which operates pontoon boat tours on the nearby Elkhorn Slough Reserve,
I recommend getting here about half an hour before our departure time. So
Zane Toyon says bookings are brisk, but the fire inevitably comes up.
We certainly get asked the question a lot, so it does come up pretty frequently. How did it affect the business? Has there been any effects visible yet?
Toyon, who is also a marine scientist, thinks it's too early to know the fire's effects on the slough. Initial testing has shown no immediate environmental impacts. Regardless, Kim Solano thinks her community may never be the same.
I think it'll change people's minds about buying property here.
On its website dedicated to the fire response, Vistra says it has managed to disconnect the batteries in the plant, but that's just one phase of a 9-step cleanup plan. And even now, the website says, there's still a risk that the fire will reignite. There is no estimate for when the cleanup will be complete. In Moss Landing, Scott Cohn, KAZU News.